Hello people, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today I'm going to be talking about football. Now, let me just talk about football again today, people. You know, last weekend was a very interesting weekend, to be honest. I mean, those middle team table are fighting hard. I mean, especially here in the Premier League, I'm telling you people, this is the real deal. When we talk about Premier League, you know, we talk about competition. And I'm very proud because, you know, this is not what we're seeing, you know, back in, you know, in Germany or, you know, let's say France, where you've got a top team over there winning all the league title and everything domestically. Here in the Premier League, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. Away, home, whatever you bring, you need to be ready. Today, I'm going to be talking about Man City and Pep Guardiola. I mean, Leicester was just on fire. They were just on fire yesterday. They couldn't stop. I mean, Man City couldn't stop them. They couldn't stop them. And it's down to why? It's down to the style of football that's being played in Man City, because Pep Guardiola do not want to adjust. He doesn't want to adjust. Let me tell you this, people. Let me tell you something about this, right? When you come to this league, especially in the Premiership, yeah, you can come with all your tiki-taka, whatever you want to bring down here, which is beautiful. And I'll tell you that, I'll give you that. Let me tell you something. Pep Guardiola, whatever style football that he brought over here in the UK, especially in the Premier League in England, is beautiful. Everybody want to do that, obviously. We all knew, you know, where he learned that from, Barcelona. We get that. We're seeing what happened to Barcelona. You saw what happened to Barcelona. Right now, as we're talking right now, they still doesn't want to change the style of football. I'm not saying change the style of football. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you have to adjust. You have to adjust to the opponent that's in front of you. That's what we talk about sport. Because what happened, people? And this is easy. People, you know, this is why some coaches get paid the money that they're getting paid, because they need to understand how you play. They need to understand your game. They need to come up with a solution how to beat you. I mean, people today, I'll tell you right now, people today, they figure out Barcelona. And now, that's the same thing. People are figuring out how to beat Man City. That's just simple to me. I mean, Leicester, they have a firepower, you know, going forward, they're fast, very, very fast. And they've got Brendan Rodgers. He is a really good coach. He used to be a Liverpool coach, then he moved to Celtic, then now he's back to Leicester. He is a good coach. He understands how to adjust. He understands how to beat his opponent. The problem I have with Pep Guardiola, I'm not batching Pep Guardiola right now. Pep Guardiola is one of the best managers in the world. I give you that. But you need to be able to adjust. You need to be to adjust. You have to understand what's in front of you. I mean, yesterday they scored the first goal. You score the first goal, what do you do? Just relax. Let them come to you. And then hit them on the break. Sometimes you have to change. You have to bring so many different stuff. Here in the Premier League, people, here in the Premier League, it's tough to win games. It's tough. As Pep Guardiola, it's tough to win games. Last season, he only won what? League Cup? That's it. Liverpool almost took everything last season. And again, I'm not trying. I don't want people to come to me and say, oh, what are you talking about? You know, you're talking about Pep Guardiola. No. All I'm saying is, Pep Guardiola, whatever he brought here, tiki-taka, you know, possession football, whatever he called that, that's beautiful. But let me tell you something. Not everybody is going to spend £65 million for those players. Not everybody is spending 40 or 60, 70 million pounds for those players. No. Not everybody had that, you know, nope. Not all those clubs, they're not going to go out there and spend that type of money. So they have to do what they have to do to win games. And what that means is they will figure out how to beat you. If that means sitting back and hitting you on the break, they will do that. Because I tell you right now, we all know, people, it's all about getting those 3 points. I don't care how you win the game, just win the game. sometimes, you know, people get caught up about, oh, let's play beautiful proper. No. People get paid to win games. They don't get paid to play beautiful football. No. This is, here in the UK, especially in the Premier League, you play football. Like, there's so many different styles. You know, Manchester United have his style of football. Obviously, Man City have his own style. Chelsea have their own style. Tottenham right now with Mourinho, they've got their own style. So you need, but at the end of the day, is what? It's all about winning games. I've heard Rodri, you know, one of Man City players coming out and saying, Leicester, come here and just play 11 going behind the ball. So what? So why they play 11? Your job is to make sure, your job is to break that team and score goals. That's your job. Who cares what Leicester is doing? Who cares who's not? You need to go out there and perform and win games. And that's down to what? That's down to the coach. I mean, yesterday, the whole back four of Man City, they were pretty much exposed all day, every day. They couldn't stop the Leicester player. They were spaced all over the place. Yes, you can play possession ball. Yes, you want to hold ball because you have possession. I get that. But also, defensively, you need to be compact. You know, as you attack as a team, you need to defend as a team. You have to do that. And this is exactly why, you know, I'm having an issue now with Pep Guardiola. He doesn't like to adjust. He doesn't want to adjust. And I think that's maybe a Spanish mind. I have to say that. Reason why, you know, I had a chat with a couple of guys, you know, a couple of my friends, obviously, living in Spain. And the mindset in Spain, especially in Barcelona, is the culture and the way they play has to be the same regardless. Even when lose, has to be the same. And I bet you, that's the same mindset that Pep Guardiola brought into Man City. In the fact that, look, let's stick to what we know best and we will not change. We're going to win that way and only that way. But no, that's a mistake. You have to be able to adjust. And I will say this. You know, back in the days, he had Eto'o, Ronaldinho, the Deco, all those great players, the Messi, the Xavi, you know, Iniesta. You know, sometimes you need to identify the skill set of your player and make sure they can be successful using what's best for them at that time. So not everybody want to play that position, but not everybody is good at that. Some player just want to get the ball. You know, they want to get the ball and release the ball as soon as, you know, they just want to hit you on a break. They've got so many different types of skill set. You might have a culture. I get that. The philosophy need to get there. But at the same time, you need to mix it up a little bit. You have to mix it up. I'm not saying do not. I understand that if that's the formula that you've been using, you know, and it's been a winning formula for you, obviously you want to use that. But at the same time, I always say that even for anybody watching NFL, that you need to have so many things on your playbook. On your playbook, you need to have so many keys. You know, if you want to unlock the defense, bring more stuff to bring, because people now understand how you play your game. So guess what? You're predictable. Everybody understand what you're doing. Everybody understand what you're doing now because you haven't changed. But guess what? When you can bring some new formula, a little bit more formula, and put it out there, you know, according to the opponent you have in front of you, it's tough. Now, everybody's guessing, oh God, what's going to happen right now? You have to be able to adjust. And I know the word about adjustment, people don't really use that in football. I use that a lot. People mostly use that in basketball. I always bring that analogy about basketball. Reason why? Because in basketball, obviously, there's always adjustment. There's always adjustment in basketball. I mean, the difference in football, you know, sometimes they might change the formation once in a while or maybe make a few changes, obviously, just to affect the game or impact the game in a different way. But in terms of adjustment, you know, that word is not really used as much as it should be, because really, when we talk about sport, it's all about adjustment, people. And you know, I always say that. Why? Because you go home. I'm just saying, let's just take an example. Most players, I mean, most of those players, you know, during the training, you know, from Monday to Friday, they train. You know, they have a way, you know, to train, and then they sit on those meeting rooms and figure out what type of strategy they need to use on a Sunday, right? So once they do that, everybody understands the job. But then what I'm trying to say here is you need to have a little bit more than one or two, three, four, five key solutions on your bag if things don't go your way. There's always plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Then you go back again on plan A, plan B. That's the way. That's the. Those. This is what we call adjustment. This is why you get paid the money that you get paid as a coach. And again, I'm not bashing Pep Guardiola. Pep Guardiola is one of the successful managers right now in the world. He did what he had to do. I mean, he proved himself in Barcelona. He proved himself in Bayern. He's proving himself again in Man City. Although, right now, it's not going well for Man City and Pep Guardiola. It's not. And again, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be the one talking about Pep Guardiola in those ways because I like the guy. I really like the guy. But you need to be able to adjust. You have to understand that you've been here in the UK. You know, you've been here in the UK since 2016. We're in 2020. People, teams now, they understand how Man City play. And guess what? Man City, most teams here understand that Man City do not change the way they play. And I'm not saying changing completely. They do not adjust. They come at you the same way. But guess what? People like Brown and Rodgers, right? The top manager like Mourinho, they will figure out how to beat you. So you need to be able to bring a little bit more just to unlock those defense without exposing your back four. I mean, yesterday, the back four, I mean, three penalty, same basic mistake. And why? Because there's no protection on midfield. There was no protection on midfield. And guess what? What was that like again last week? You know, last week, Jamie Carragher talked about Kevin De Bruyne, you know, being right behind Messi and Ronaldo. And I was like, I think you're smoking something. He's not at that level. No chance. No chance. And then the weekend after getting beat by Leicester 5-2, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Trust me. Pep Guardiola need to find a way. He need to adjust. And I'm not going to be go crazy here. You know, that's just week three. I'm not going to go crazy about, you know, Man City. But all I'm saying is, you got to be careful here now. You know, you don't want to be 10, 20 point ahead, you know, behind or trailing Liverpool or Manchester United, you know, by January. You just don't want that. Because now what's happening is there's more confidence going through, you know, Manchester United player, Liverpool player, because they can see what's happening. I mean, if Leicester can expose Man City like that, really, really, really good team. And I'm not saying that Leicester is not a good team. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the top team out there would do worse. They would dominate Man City. One against one, they just can't. They can't play one against one. So what they need here, they need to have defensive organization. They need to attack together and defend together. That's the point. That's the only way here now. That's the only way for them. I mean, the back four was just terrible yesterday. Terrible. And we all know Pep Guardiola is very much, you know, his mind is very offensively minded. He's always going forward. It's all about position and going forward at the same time. But maybe you need to get a coach, you know, a defensive coach, just like they do in the NFL, where you have an offensive coach and you've got a defense, you know, somebody to come and help him out. Because right now, they're taking goals like crazy. It's too easy now to score against Man City. It's too easy. Good news for Manchester United, by the way. But this is too easy now for Man City. It's too easy. Now, I just don't know. We all know. Pep Guardiola is a four-year guy. He's a four-year contract guy. He loves to stay in somewhere 4 or 5 years. I mean, 3 or 4 years and then leave. He did that at Barcelona. From 2008, 2012, you know, Barcelona, bang. He was tired. He left. He decided, okay, I'm going to take a break. You know, he went to the US for a year or so. Then took the Bayern job, 2013, 2016. That's it. He was like, okay, I need a new challenge. Then he came, you know, I then decided to come here in the UK, in England, for Man City. I just don't know. Maybe the player right now, sick and tired of listening to the same thing all the time. Maybe. I mean, remember those guys now, when we talk about football people, we talk about like, what, you know, life expectancy as a manager right now in football clubs, talk about 3-4 years, maybe. Maybe 3-4 years, something like that. Because player, come on, you know how it is. Player, when they win, you know, okay, it's beautiful. You lose, okay, they want somebody else. They want to listen to somebody else. Those are players now. Those are multimillionaire players now. They don't care. They're millionaire. I mean, you go and buy a defender for 60 million. You come, you bring him down here, especially Man City right there. They've got, for each position, they've got probably the two best players in the world. Man City. Because they pay big time money. They pay big time money. So those guys, sometimes they can't be bothered listening to the same thing over and over. They want somebody else to come over so that they can get that motivation back again. Because guess what? You bring somebody else, then, you know, you bring some new expectation. You know, the player, they don't know. Oh, is he going to trust me? Am I going to start playing? Am I going to the bench? Is he going to go and buy some new player? I mean, there's always that uncertainty. And sometimes it's good for the player because they can go back and perform at the highest level because they don't know. Now, somebody like Pep Guardiola, you've been there for 4 years now. You know, the routine is maybe like, I can't be bothered anymore. It's the same thing over and over. Yeah, it's boring. And psychologically, people, after what happened last season, you know, Liverpool won the title in January. It was over. It was over. I just don't know if that's basically on the mind of the player right now because there seems to be, you know, they're feeling the pressure. And even Pep Guardiola, if you've seen Pep Guardiola on the sideline, he used to be very agitated. Like, you know, when, you know, remember at the beginning, he used to be running, he used to talk, he used to be excited. He's not doing the same anymore. You can feel that, you know, that excitement is not as he used to back in the days. So I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know if the player and the manager right now, they just can't be bothered anymore. They don't have that mindset that they used to have the first time he joined the team back in 2016, 2017. So, it's hard. It's really, really hard. There's a lot of work to be done at Man City. And also the neighbor to Manchester United. I'll get on them maybe tomorrow or the day after. Because, you know, whatever they did last time against Brighton, that was just terrible. But I'll come to them too. But today is just Man City. I'm starting with them. So Pep Guardiola, right now, he need to learn how to adjust. He need to adjust. It's all about adjustment. If I'm a coach, if you coach out there and you have a team, you know, having 10, 11 players right behind the ball, okay, do something else. Yeah, you can have, because what happened is when they hit you on the break, especially when they have the type of player that they have with Vardy scoring 3 goals. I mean, they're fast guys. I mean, especially on the middle of the park, they can quickly get from one point to the next. Before you know it, bam, they right next to your last defender. And that's a goal. I mean, yesterday, 3 penalty. This is pressure. This is all down to pressure. That's it. It's all down to pressure. The defense, they're not compact at the moment. And why? Because there is no protection in the midfield. There's no protection in the midfield. So, I can see Pep Guardiola right now going back to the training center with the guys and just starting the basic again. It has to. And suddenly, the next game, that's even more pressure because you're going away from home now. This is crazy. So, I mean, Brendan Rodgers, you know, what the formation he put out there against Man City is definitely the formula to beat them. That's the formula. That's the formula. And Man City, especially with Pep Guardiola, they need to understand that because of the power, the financial power that they have and everything that come along with that, people or teams, they're going to go over there and figure out how to beat them. They're going to make sure they will put 10, 15, no, like 9 players, 10, 11 players right behind the ball and hit them on the counter-attack because they know. They know they always get themselves exposed with the back four. They know that. I know that. I'm no coach. I understand that. And guess what? That's similar to Man, you know, that's similar to Barcelona. Remember the game? Barcelona against Bayern Munich 8-1. That's exactly the same way. That's exactly the same way they play in Man City right now. And being exposed like that, really good team will hit you hard, just like Leicester. Great team will just kill you, definitely. So, I'm not going to go crazy, but it was worth talking about that today. It was worth talking about that because, you know, last season, I mean, Man City, with all the money that they're spending, only League Cup, I tell you right now, in some other places, you get sacked for that. You get sacked for that. I mean, Pep Guardiola right now, you know, he can't talk too much, you know what I mean? I know he's one of the best managers out there, but he's underachieved last season. He really, really underachieved last season. Hands down, you ask him right now, if he did deserve the sack from last season, oh yeah, he did, definitely. With all the money they spend, yeah, you get sacked if you don't win at least a title of Champions League with that money that he spent every season. So, I'm looking forward to see on week 4 what's going to happen. But I tell you right now, there's a lot of work in Manchester, especially Manchester City. Okay, people, thank you very much for listening to Slick Tech Show. And stay tuned for tomorrow. Thank you then. Bye.